Right now, because of the Electoral College, it really is a winner-take-all. And what's happened as a result is that there's just a few swing states in the entire country that have now become what are called key battleground states in presidential elections. So the only time states like New York see presidential candidates, and in this past election, that was President Obama and Mitt Romney, the only time we really end up seeing them is when they hit New York City to fundraise or serve, as some would say, to serve as an ATM machine for presidential candidates. So the voters, the constituents don't really get to engage and weigh in. This would be a one-person, one vote, such that a candidate would win by the national popular vote in an election.
You're a Democrat, and New York is a heavily Democratic state. Would this not hurt the Democratic candidate, though?
No, because the votes overall would count, I think. And because, in some ways, because New York is considered such an overwhelmingly Democratic state, it's ignored. So I think that this, in some ways, would empower and encourage more voters, because there are so many voters who still say, my vote doesn't count. And that's part of the reason, is because New York is ignored. You can't even get literature in campaigns, presidential campaigns. They don't even want to spend the price of a bumper sticker for this state.
Do you think that's why perhaps the voter turnout is not what it should be? Republicans, for instance, say, why should I vote for my Republican candidate? This is a Democratic state. The Democrat is going to win. That Democrat is going to get all the electoral votes. Why don't I just bother staying home?
Yes, I do think some of that occurs. And I will tell you, there was some divisiveness, and there was an interesting debate on the assembly floor the other day, because there are members who worry that this may encourage more votes and then worry about that. It may encourage more Republican candidates, may encourage, it may have some unintended consequences, if you will, as any major change may have. But I think it's worth it, because right now, one of my colleagues mentioned that in an analysis that was done some time ago, Wyoming technically, because of the way the electoral votes are counted, Wyoming has 3.5 times the impact, or 3.5 times the voter impact, if you will, than a person voting in New York, because of the Electoral College and the way it is computed in terms of presidential elections.
This is an interstate compact. Is this sort of a non-binding vote? How would this actually be changed? Would Congress and the president have to agree?
Well, you ask a very interesting question. Right now, if New York were to pass this initiative, the national popular vote would have 161 electoral votes, if you will, to moving this. They need 270, which is just over half of the overall number of electoral votes. If they reach that number, the advocates contend that this could simply be adopted because they have the majority. But there are others who say, no, this would need to go to a vote, nationwide vote. Again, there is some discrepancy, but those advocating for the national popular vote believe that once we hit that trigger mark of 270, this can be enacted.
How did you get interested in this situation? As a state lawmaker, how did this get on your agenda?
Oh, I spent many years in D.C. working there. And so I've followed national elections very close for a number of years, spent many years on Capitol Hill. And I'm old enough to vividly remember the Al Gore election, Al Gore versus George Bush, when Al Gore did win the popular vote. And the election was essentially thrown to the Supreme Court. Unprecedented, or unprecedented in modern times. But that was a very disillusioning time. And you remember the Chads and the counts in Florida. And since then, I would say it's only gotten worse. I mean, now the races are near exclusively run in less than 10 states, depending upon the year. And that's not the way our elections should be. Think of how much that influences the issues that are discussed. We hear more, in some cases, hear more about agriculture than we do about poverty in our schools. So it very much influences the issues that become hot issues in a campaign and leaves out some very significant issues.